Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Oh my goodness, last week was so exciting, that battle in the library. I didn't know if we were ever going to get it finished.
Yeah.
Those books. You talk about hitting the books.
Yeah.
Right? Hitting them hard.
Yeah. Except that's part of the why it went so long is because you guys actually weren't hitting them.
Well, and that is why our GPA is so low as we go into this episode of Critical Hit.
That's right.
We didn't hit our books hard enough.
In fact, all your nerds dove out the door.
That's why this is an audio podcast and not a literary one. That you read. A reading oh my god. I'm sorry.
Keeping it in.
I'm just going to start cursing a lot when I say really stupid things, and you'll have to edit them out.
No. That just means it has an explicit tag.
Yep.
Yep.
I will say some vile things that you don't want.
Can't wait to read the comments.
Extra explicit. Anyway, we don't need to start an arms race.
That's a good point.
Rodrigo, what is going on now that we have defeated the books?
All right. So last time
on Critical Hit.
Good job.
Hey, Bart.
Yes, the group found themselves suddenly ambushed at a library, but managed to defeat their assailants, and now they find themselves separated from their charges by a large wooden door.
That won't last.
Rush over to the door and start trying to push it open.
Okay. It appears to be locked.
Oh, no.
I explode the door.
Stand clear.
All right. Can we pound on the door and see if they can hear us on the other side?
Well, it appears the door is being exploded.
Oh, okay.
Kaboom!
All right. There's a huge scorch mark on the door. It has been damaged.
Is there...
Mantis will try and put her fist through it.
Okay.
Short rest?
Yes.
All right. When people spend a healing surge at short rest, they get 6 additional hit points.
Yay!
Because it's always a fine time to play a little tune.
6 additional hit points per healing surge spent.
Yeah.
All right. So, are there any gaps in the door at all?
Now there are.
Okay. I have this power that lets me turn into a bunch of maggots and squirm through any little crack or crevice.
Oh my goodness. Reform
on the other side.
It looks like these guys are going to take care of it.
Oh, okay, good. I will just go and bite my left foot.
Gnaw
on a splinter or something that is there, or some kind of tasty morsel. Perhaps a grub worm that has suddenly risen to the surface.
Maybe there's maggots. Who knows?
It's a symbiosis.
Yep.
Yes.
A disgusting
I eat
symbiosis.
Them, and they lay their putrid eggs inside my stomach and let them hatch.
Oh, okay, anyways.
Moving on.
What's happening in the not gross corridor?
You guys get the door open to find Camus and Brawl just kind of standing there. They have their swords out, but you know nothing came down the hallway to attack them.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Yes, we'll come along then.
Yes, we should head further, I guess. Yes.
Okay.
Plague Jackal makes it a point to kind of, you know, how some dogs will rub up against you. He makes a point of rubbing up against Orm's father with his stinky stank. Thanks for your help.
Wow.
Yeah. Orm's father disintegrates.
No.
Disintegrates.
This is literally what happens. Orm's dad is walking forward. Plague Jackal rubs up against him and says, "Thanks for your help." He sheathes his sword and literally dusts the opposite shoulder from where he rubbed up against him, and the grime falls off. And says, it sounded like you could handle it. Could you?
Obviously we did.
Good.
There's a dais or something that leads up on the other end of the room?
Yep, a few steps and then another door.
Well, let's try it.
Okay, back in marching order.
Okay.
Just beam away.
I have an idea.
Yes, stand away from the Eladrin.
No, I have a better idea.
What? Yeah.
I'm going to go first. Excuse me.
Fine.
Okay. You guys get the door open, and Bume shoots through.
I will use my sorceress vision to look for anything that will kill us.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a whatever check.
Arcana. Yep. 32.
All right. Well, you're pretty sure you know where this thing is.
What does it look like?
From where you are, it looks like a big pillar of light.
Oh. Well, I will clear away from the door so that everybody can come through and I will not blow them up. This time.
Okay. So eventually...
It is safe to come through.
Say what?
It is safe to come through.
Is it?
Yes. I checked.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you guys arrive, you walk down for a while, and then arrive at, another door. This one, much larger, it really looks like, this place is meant to be storage kind of thing. You know, like, you're able to, like, wheel a cart in here.
Nice.
You guys spend some time trying to get it open. Mm-hmm. And it opens, and inside is basically a pillar of multiple interconnected crystals, basically going from the floor to the ceiling. And the ceiling is pretty tall. It's maybe, I don't know, the 15 feet.
This is 12, just so you have a comparison.
Sure.
Okay. Or yeah, 10. This is 10.
Okay. So yeah, about 15 feet. And the crystals are glowing. There are there's a lot of kind of complex machinery in a ring at the base and another ring at the top. The crystals are, they all glow at different rates, but the rates seem to be, synchronized in some way.
Is this the thing?
I believe so.
Alright.
Alright, this is going to be very delicate work, so, I suggest one of you stays in here with us, and the rest just guard the door. And there does not appear to be any other entrances into here.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Rabbit. Stay with them.
I'm with them.
Very well.
Who's staying with them?
The Rabbit.
The Rabbit!
Okay.
The Rabbit.
All right. The Eladrin, get to work.
Dun 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 dun. That's their working music.
Yeah.
That's everybody's working music.
Yeah. Still all quiet.
Play Jackalus pacing back and forth.
Mantis is fanning herself. Her very ornate pretty fan.
Anyone else expecting a bit more of a reception?
Shush, bird.
Okay.
No, he's right, actually.
Circling the pillar.
Okay.
Something.
After the you do two rotations, and on the third one, a hand comes up to stop you and says, I'm sorry, that's distracting.
Yeah.
Maybe if your circles were wider. And okay. Just kind of like go to the edge of the room and walk around. Yeah, you can do that.
Because I assume I can't see the opposite side of the pillar if...
You can't see the opposite side of the pillar from where you're standing?
Yeah. The pillar's kind of at the not quite at the center of the room, but...
Is it like in the air? Is it a full length of the...
goes from the
floor to the floor.
So you can't see beyond the pillar.
I can't see past the pillar, right?
Directly, no.
Right. Yeah, so...
Yeah, walk around.
Around.
How were Brawl and Camus introduced to them?
How were they introduced to them?
Yeah. You glossed over it, but what exactly were they like given titles? Or what?
Maladrin. Yeah, they were basically went through and introduced each of you, and then he said, this is Brawl and his daughter Camus. They are going to be the people working on to deactivate that thing is basically what it was. They didn't give you guys any titles or anything.
Okay.
Do I smell?
Miss Camus?
Oh.
Sorry.
No,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yes.
What did you mean when you said he could hear us?
My brother cast a spell that allows us to communicate with each other, but apparently it's something that he noticed. So he knows we're here. We went on radio silence when we realized that, so the fact that he's not here trying to kill us must mean that my brother has engaged them.
That's good.
Take a sniff in the air. Sense anything?
Yeah, you sense lots of things.
Okay.
Let's see. For one, you did... The fact that you went up a little bit means that somewhere around here there's... like, you are now a little bit closer to the outside because you can smell a little bit of fresh air. You can also smell a lot of weird stuff that you don't necessarily recognize right away.
Where's it coming from?
Probably from that slight gust of air.
Kind of follow that scent.
Okay, you follow it to a staircase.
Another staircase in this room?
It's kind of like down a different hallway.
Oh, okay. Is it stairs go down or up?
Up. Not very far, though. It kind of goes up to a platform and then up a little bit more.
What does it smell like?
Now that you're closer, it smells like some kind of creature. You just don't recognize what the creature is.
Okay. Back off slowly.
Okay.
Quietly.
Okay.
Less stinkily.
It doesn't smell like they're right there. This is like a very... It's like the smell that you pick up on from being downwind from something that's relatively far away.
Okay. All right. Go back into the room.
Okay.
There is something out there, so you better hurry.
So the plan is...
You actually hear both of them say at the same time, it hadn't occurred to me.
Aww.
Meanwhile, so, they're still like turning things and inserting crystals.
So the plan is, as soon as they're done with that task, we're supposed to exfiltrate quickly as possible, and there should be a crystal dragonfly waiting for us there to...
Hopefully.
Yes. Sounds good.
What did you say you smelled out there?
Something.
What is it, something?
I don't know. Creature
I'm sure we'll find out.
Yes, but do we need to find out now?
Should we ready ourselves over there?
I would prepare ourselves right here.
Right here, okay.
I think he is right.
Until they're done, we're not leaving.
Everyone can give me a perception check.
Very well.
Oh, no.
Can I use my ability to substitute Arcana again?
I'm going to say no because of the nature of it.
Okay. 19.
21.
23.
Beum.
28.
Ah.
And Mantis.
20.
All right, so... Beum hears what basically the rest probably assume is, or don't hear at all, but might well assume that it's the machine that's kind of making this background noise. Beum can kind of parse out that it's actually like a dull roar.
Oh. From outside?
From outside.
Yeah, there's a noise outside.
What kind of noise?
You hear it goes pakata pakata pakata. It sounds like a loud noise, like a roar.
Is it getting louder?
It does appear to be getting louder.
Does it sound like attacking people roaring?
Yep.
Oh.
Are the allies aware of the other chunks of the attack?
Yes.
So we would know that there is supposed to be an army incoming that is friendly-like?
That's right.
Does it sound like an army incoming?
It sounds like an army's here. You guys are just pretty deep in here.
Clear the door and be ready for whatever comes through.
I think that is fighting outside.
I think we should keep the door shut behind us.
Yeah. We should be ready.
Yes. Ready yourself.
I think we're as ready as we can be.
But until they're done, we will stay here.
You are now witness to the scariest thing ever. Beum getting nervous and getting fidgety.
I think it would be interesting if he actually, like, his sphere of flitting around actually reduces when he's nervous and he's just kind of, like, vibrating in one place.
Vibrating. Holding steady in one place.
Plague Jackal slowly backs off into a dark corner.
It's dark because he backed into the corner, isn't it?
I don't know.
Mantis girl.
You do hear the Eladrin are kind of talking back and forth. The gist of it appears to be that there's a few variables that they didn't account for. But they're still working.
I don't want to interrupt their brains, but...
Yes, don't. You'll keep your mouth shut while they're working.
You are very bossy.
You all can now hear what clearly sounds like a battle outside.
The fight has reached us.
Not yet.
It is outside.
It's outside. We're staying here. The fight comes in here. We need to do the best we can to keep it out there.
The rabbit gets waved at by Brow.
Rush over.
Get the others in here.
Rush back. There, we're needed.
Okay.
Okay. Whoosh.
We are almost, our work is almost complete here. There are a few issues that we didn't account for, mainly that because of its structure, it's not going to be venting directly into the soil and the fabric of the Feywild. A lot of it is going to be stray energy going out, which is going to be extremely dangerous.
Oh.
We can rig it in such a way that the effect is delayed, but that means that once we are prepared, we are going to have to leave this place as fast as we possibly can.
Okay.
Not a problem.
How fast can you two move?
They look at each other, and they both look at her, and they say, pretty fast.
There's a chance that that battle may hinder our egress. Should we go further in?
Further into what?
There's kind of no further in. Okay. This room, like, dead ends. I mean, there are other hallways.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the center of the keep that you guys are in right now. There's probably other hallways that, like, go around this room.
Yeah.
Who's the slowest person here?
I am a... What am I? 8?
No. You are super fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Six. The slowest person is probably either the rabbit or Bjorn.
Yep, my speed's 7.
What?
7.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plus 1. Plus 1 when I'm in beast form, so 8.
Yeah.
Like a fly 6 squares.
Yeah. We're both 6.
Yep, which is about how fast the Eladrin can run.
All right.
Are you still connected to your brother?
Yes, but we can't...
Your mother?
Yes.
When it's ready to go, will she be able to get our ride out of here?
That's the plan, but I don't want to talk to her right now because...
I'm saying when it's time.
Yes.
Good enough.
All right.
Okay. I can carry Bjorn. And Rabbit, if you get smaller, I can carry you as well.
How fast
are you? Don't worry about me.
9.
Oh, okay.
The Eladrin look at each other. All right, everybody get ready.
All right.
And they basically, Camus slides one final crystal in, and Brawl sets up these two crystals to kind of like very slowly, they appear to be like have some attraction, some attractive force, and like one of them starts slowly sliding into place, and he stands up and says, let's go.
Okay,
let's go. And starts running out.
We're out.
Just fly at the high speed.
All right.
Mantis has you.
Because of my senses, do I kind of know which direction we need to
You guys
head to?
Know where the extraction point is, okay. But it's not the way you came in.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys are going to have to be outside, but hopefully, assuming that the Hogba is holding up, it should be in a part of the courtyard where there aren't going to be any guards.
Mm. Good.
Okay. All right. So you guys start running, and you guys just, all of a sudden, there's just this blinding light from behind you. Before you even get all the way down the hallway, and you guys just past you see these, like, crazy kind of spirally... blasts of energy, which basically happen, and then kind of like your eyes, like the brilliance of it, you know, like kind of that spotty bluish stuff that happens when you see a bright light. It's like your eyes afterwards fill in the kind of spirally trajectory that each of these blasts take. For those of you on the ground, the floor jerks, and these crystal structures that are basically spikes. And then immediately from those spikes, basically 4 spikes shot out in every direction that are slightly smaller. And then from each one of those, 4 more. And then from each one of those, 4 more that are, you know, kind of progressively smaller. But they just keep shooting all over the place, start shooting out of the ground. Uh-huh. And like in front of you, behind you, immediately that all happens. And suddenly, basically the as the ground kind of pushes itself apart... as these crystal structures shoot out, you guys kind of get launched against the walls.
I see.
When you guys kind of come to and, you know, kind of get a sense of what is going on as these more and more of these structures are going on, basically from the ceiling and the floor, these structures are pushing up against the walls and crumbling everything, but also because they continue to grow, they're kind of constricting everything. And you guys actually find yourselves separated into 2 groups by these structures. There's some stuff is going to happen here. So what we're going to do is have a little bit of a skill challenge.
Oh, boy.
We're going to try something different.
Okay.
In that... you guys have been separated into 2 groups, so we're going to kind of have
two tracks.
Two tracks. Which is probably statistically a terrible idea. But
yeah, what
you
are
guys,
we gonna do?
You guys are no strangers to losing at skill challenges, so this should be fine.
Yay!
So here's what we are going to do.
Goodbye, characters.
Goodbye, characters.
No. I fly away.
Let me have Longshanks
okay.
and Bume roll me initiative.
Longshanks, Bume, roll me initiative.
So Longshanks initiative?
28.
Okay. And Bume?
32.
Okay. So, you guys, for the purposes of this, and this is out of character, your characters didn't make any of these decisions, but you guys will be team captains. So since since Bume got higher initiative, you get to pick your Eladrin.
So my Eladrin?
Yes, you can pick Camus or you can pick Braal.
Camus.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, Brian. Sorry.
She's the pretty one.
Save my girlfriend.
No, she's the pretty one.
Oh, they're she both the pretty one.
Yeah, Braal is beautiful. He's a beautiful man. Okay, so Longshanks gets Braal, but he also gets to pick his first party member. So potentially a lot of factors to consider. Also, a lot of factors to ignore. you're not very familiar with what these guys are good at, so I would say just pick a combination that you think is going to be complementary.
Can he ask us what we're good at?
Nah.
We're in the middle of a thing.
Oh, go with Rob, I guess.
All right.
Ravis Rabbit.
Ravis Rabbit. Of course,
Team
Longshanks.
Team.
All right.
I'm tracking team you down Long- with me.
That puts...
I should have kept track of who had action points.
So, next up, Bume, pick your player. You get to pick between...
Steven and Adriana.
Steven and Adriana.
Mantis.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not that I want Jackal to be picked last, but...
Oh, come on.
It really makes the most sense.
Yeah, just like high school.
Yeah. just like back in Jackal High School.
Jackal High School.
Jack.
This is like Drow Prom all over again.
The Jackal Jocks were always mean to the Jackal Nerds.
Jackal Hazing.
Yeah. Jackal Geeks getting atomic wedgies in the Jackal locker rooms.
Jackal class president.
The Jackal cheerleaders. In their little skirts. With pom-poms on their little Jackal ears.
It's like, weirdly, their mascot was the Fighting Irish. No. It's strange.
That's what made it strange.
Yeah.
The Ichabods of Jackal High.
Yes. God, yes. Ichabods.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
I'm so scared.
That's not off of Ichabod Crane, though, either. Some guy that gave him money, right?
Maybe.
I've heard that.
Founder, I think. Yeah. One of the founders.
Okay. So, let's see.
Our mascot is some guy.
They're named after Ichabod Washburn, founder of Washburn University.
Yes.
Not that that stops them from using the
see, the Washburn
Disney
Washburns
version of Ichabod
better.
Crane is... The picture for the mascot.
Yeah.
Oberlin's football team is the Oberlin Yeomen, which are like farmers.
Yeah, Yeomen.
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 Yeomen. Yeoman.
Newman.
I know that.
Farmers.
One.
Human beings.
Yeomen.
So it makes a lot of sense that we like don't care about sports. So it's like a nerd school, yeah. And then our mascot is like something unpronounceable, and it's farmers, something completely unthreatening.
Hume's Hummingbird High School mascot was Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some stuff that happens. Then we'll get to the deal. So as the two groups are separated. You know, this is crystal, so you can see through it. You know, and when Braal and Camus become separated, the first thing that Camus does is try to teleport over to him. The crystals react to it, and it kind of like launches her backwards. And she kind of falls over holding her side. But it becomes very clear that you guys have to just move, and Brawl actually shouts out, get to the extraction point. We'll meet you there. One group is Bjoom, Mantis, and Camus.
Away team.
Yes.
Home team.
Right.
That means that actually this is probably going to work out surprisingly well. Again, I didn't. Obviously, you guys picked these. But since you're on Camus's team, you get to reroll one. You get one reroll, which you can apply to either an Arcana or an Acrobatics check.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Longshanks team, which has Longshanks, Bravest Rabbit, Jackal, and Brow. Because you're in Brow's team, you get one reroll, which you can apply to either Arcana or Intimidate.
Ah. Okay. Awesome.
Do you have Intimidate?
No.
Do you have Intimidate?
I have a pretty good value in Intimidate.
I don't even have Arcana.
You do have a pretty good Intimidate.
I have Intimidate.
Yay, Bards.
If I was trained, that'd be awesome.
Actually, if you were trained, you wouldn't be that better. That much
probably.
Better.
Yeah.
Yay, Bards. Yay, Bards.
Yay, Bards.
All right.
I'd have a +2,
I
think.
That's not what that sounds like when you guys say that.
What are we saying?
Sounds like gay bars.
Oh. Gay bars.
Gay bars.
Yay.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Gay bar.
All right. So
let's start a war.
Bjoom and Longshanks.
Okay.
So weird.
The bird. Let's see. And the other bird.
1, 2, 3.
I did not vote for this orinthocracy.
One,
for this what?
Two,
thank you, Brian.
Nice.
You're welcome.
I'm appreciating it. It's just that my reflexes are a little slow.
It's okay. It's a terrible joke.
I'm with it. I'm good.
Let's see. Do we use the most loathsome of dice? D4s.
Oh, D4s. Yes.
No.
Caltrops.
They are the most.
D8s.
I'm not drunk enough for this.
Drink more.
Chug
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I need to
finish
take
it off.
Painkiller.
We this need to like go fill up a growler before we come here.
Okay.
This is very weak beer. Normally I would be like flying.
Okay. Interesting.
I am spilling it on myself though. It's good.
So this is. I'm actually gonna write it on here.
Christmas.
Longshanks and Bravest. And Jackal, right?
Yep. Jackal and Brow.
Jackal.
Longshanks, Bravest, Jackal, and Brow. Attorneys at law.
And then this is. And Mantis and Camus.
They got an extra guy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Which means you are more likely to.
We have four times as many guys as you guys.
We got We got one more expendable unit.
Man,
my name is Rob, and I make a joke about the bird.
Okay, now the rest of you can roll initiative because I already have Bjooms and Longshanks.
God!
Wow!
2 5s.
Yes,
that's amazing.
21.
What's your dex, Brian?
My dex.
Right, no,
Steven,
26.
You run your dice through the dishwasher.
My dex is 14, yes.
Get that.
Wait, I there's no benefit for me to going early.
26.
Fast. This is
26?
Terrible.
26? Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually gotten better at math.
Yay.
So.
And then Mantis?
Or maybe drunk. Okay. 36. Maybe I'm just, like, better at math. After I've had
actually
part of a terrible beer.
No, not that.
Okay. So, everybody ready?
Can I use my battle awareness?
I suppose.
Matthew.
Say what?
Can I use my battle awareness?
Sure.
Yes, darling.
36.
All right.
If Camus dies, like, Troll definitely kill a hummingbird. She doesn't care.
Hey. None of that.
Trell's not here to make those threats.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Out of character knowledge.
Literally, this bird does not know what a Trell is.
And this and bird, you cannot change.
Oh, Trell would... Trell definitely did not get to have a look at this team, or she would have been like, I'm going with that animal team instead.
It's like, no, we are not. No.
She all actually right. tried, as I recall.
All right.
So, I'm serious, top of the round, Mantis and her team find themselves very quickly constricted by crystalline structures. What do you do?
What state does the Eladrin seem to be in?
She's,
Utah.
She's up and running.
What state does the bird seem to be in?
Flying like a maniac.
Yes. A quantum state where you don't know exactly where he is at any given second.
You might catch a little bit of a trail.
Okay, she's... Wait, Bume, what are you strong in? Can I ask that?
Sure.
Can I tell her?
Yes.
Don't ask any more questions.
Actually, just give us your highest skill.
Dexterity, acrobatics.
Okay.
Oh.
Nope, excuse me. Diplomacy.
That's right.
Oh.
Birds are sexy.
Sorcerer.
Oh, no. Okay.
I can bluff like a mofo.
Yep. You may have to.
It didn't work on Melfrin, but that doesn't mean it won't work now.
Okay, so what kind of structures, I would say, is it just crystals that are in our way? What's blocking our path?
Basically, think of a stalactite or stalagmite, right? Uh-huh. So one of those will poke through, and then a bunch of smaller, similar structures will poke out. So basically, in kind of three dimensions, the path is getting narrower and narrower and narrower as these structures expand.
Okay. She is going to haul back and try to punch one of these crystals as hard as she can to shatter it into pieces with athletics.
Cool.
Nice.
And I get to roll two dice.
Yay.
Or roll twice. Okay. Oh, good.
Now 38 is a success. Mantis hits one of these things, and basically what she learns is that they are incredibly hard, but because she is weirdly in tune with the things that she's killing, she also kind of gets a sense of like the speed at which they grow and things like that, just from like hitting it and sensing the vibrations from it. So she actually has a surprising amount of like insight into them by punching one of them.
Thanks.
And we jump over to Rabbit.
Okay.
Am I allowed athletics or not?
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that. We'll say yes.
Awesome.
Yay!
Because I also can roll two dice when rolling athletics.
We'll only restrict you to your team.
Okay.
Essentially going to... Let's see. So these are kind of shooting out at random.
Yep.
Growing all over the place. I'm going to grab Jackal, kind of chuck him up and bound up after him, trying to get a higher view to see where we need to be going. But I'm bounding up and taking the person who's got the best perception with me.
Okay.
Maybe on our team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a 39.
That is also a success.
Better.
You bound up, and it doesn't take Jackal's amazing nose for you to quickly realize that... basically, like, the way that you guys were set up, you were down the hallway, and then that hallway had a couple of staircases, and you guys are on the staircase side. Mm. So you bound up that way, and these structures are going everywhere, but when you get up there, you can see windows. Like, you, you can make it outside, and these things aren't coming in through the window, so they're kind of emanating from the center of the keep, at least. Next up is Bume.
Bume! Let's see. So there are things, and they are certainly poking out and everywhere and flippy-dippy. Yes. I'm not a lifter, so I'm not going to be lifting. But you know what I can do? I can cry out, "Follow me! I am the bird!" And use my amazing premistattery, acrobatics, to try and fly a path and leave a trail that Mantis and Camus can follow using my amazing acrobatic prowess.
That sounds great.
How's that sound?
Great.
I thought so, yeah. Okay, well, 20.
That is not a success.
I know.
Did you use up your action point last time during the fight?
He did.
Yeah, I think I did.
All right, that's one fail on this side.
Oh, no.
They are moving too fast.
No. Bume just ricochets through without any problems, thinking that he is leading or leaving a very followable trail. They immediately lose him. next up is Longshanks.
Oh, boy. Okay. First of all, inspire some confidence. Play a little tune, and what will be good? I'm thinking acrobatics.
So what does inspiring confidence do?
Inspire confidence. It chooses a skill until the end of the encounter. Each target gains a +2 power bonus to his or her next check using that skill.
Okay, so and you're picking acrobatics?
Sounds good. Does it? Anyone else have any decent acrobatics? Or
no.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Acrobatics is my
I have a good acrobatics,
stat.
But Bume just used it.
And he can't affect you guys.
No.
Oh. So,
we're separated.
Yeah.
I've got athletics and acrobatics. That's kind of my thing.
Athletics at all there, Jackal?
No.
No? What do you got?
He's got nature and perception and insight.
He's mental.
He's wise.
Do you got anything a +2 would help bring it up to something like that?
What do you mean? To something like what?
To your good stuff?
You mean like, can you add something to my nature to bring me up to a super high amount?
Well, no.
He's wanting to even you out, giving you more options.
Oh, yes. Endurance, you could bring that up by 2, and that would bring me up to 18.
Endurance could be good.
Yeah. Stealth, you could that take me up to 18 as well.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there are too many.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of overlap, is there?
Yeah. So you might want to like pick 2 players and try and see something that overlaps with them and let the other guy. Do any of you still have an action point ready?
No, I don't. He does. All right,
so pick something that you two are into, if you can.
You say perception?
Nature is my best
nature.
One.
You just used perception, though. So
He hasn't gone yet.
I brought him up to bring to use perception.
Yeah. Perception, then? Start playing him out?
Well, I got to double check, because I think that's not a very high one for me.
No? Okay.
although, I think because I'm in beast form...
right there in the front of your sheet.
Your perception increases to a 19 in beast form, which is what I'm at. It says here on my skill sheet that it's at 14, so that's why I had to read those two. So, yeah, if you wanted to add it to perception, that could bump me up to 21.
Sounds good to me.
And the way I've been rolling, we're going to need it.
All right.
Now, is that for... Does that mean I have to do perception next? Is that...
No. Oh, okay. There's this floating bonus to perception, which you may or may not be a fool to not utilize. To not utilize.
Yes. So, basically, I'm going to be playing this to inspire the competence. Also, I'm thinking it also is something to give us focus on so we don't lose each other, keep track of me, so we can all keep together. So, using that for diplomacy?
Sure.
As I move my way, that's not the best roll. That'll be a 28.
A 28 is not going to do it.
I'll use an action point.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't used an action point either.
No, I have not. That's worse.
Wow.
Okay. Ow.
All right. So, Longshanks sings a jaunty tune, and basically, you guys are all still moving. So, Bravest Rabbit grabs Plague Jackal, jumps up. Longshanks goes after them. Are you in bird form or humanoid form?
We'll say humanoid.
Okay. Playing this song, and basically kind of in the process of, I'm going to lead my friends and make sure that everybody knows where everybody is, kind of loses track of where everybody is, bumps into Rabbit, and basically you guys, there's kind of these big archway windows as you guys move up to that hallway, and he basically pushes the four of you through the windows out into the courtyard, into the middle of the battle.
Yay!
And this is a horrifyingly colossal battle. There are these huge stone eladrin that are like fighting, trying to push back against the wall what appears to be this swarm of darker than black, two-dimensional, strange, multi-eyed creatures that are pouring over the wall. Sometimes some feathers sprout up, which allows you to disconcertingly kind of give them a little bit more shape. The majority of them are kind of humanoid size. There's a couple of them that are the same size as the like giant eladrin, as they kind of like bring a foot over the wall and try to climb through. Which takes us to tumble, 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 roll to his feet, Plague Jackal.
Noticing the situation, I need to look for some kind of a door or avenue to get us out, so I'm going to use perception to do that. There we go. So that's 40.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I don't think you needed the plus two.
No.
That's all right.
That's we all needed right.
Anything we could use, I think.
Okay.
Now, does that stick around, or is that gone?
No, that's gone for you.
Okay.
The rest of us still have it.
Yes. So Jackal brings his nose up
12.
And
13.
Pretty much figures out a path right through the battle, but one that basically he just kind of charts you a path where like everyone is facing away from it and kind of like moving out of it.
Uh-huh.
So he just bolts down that way. Everybody follows him, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And we are back to Mantis. You guys are in a progressively constricting hallway of crystals.
Okay, I've lost the bird. There's that eladrin.
Every woman for herself.
That sounds like the Mantis leeway.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm trying to think of an in-character reason to give a crap about this girl. Hold on a second.
Excellent.
Because you hate the crystals.
Hold on a second.
Those are her fault.
Yeah, I mean, success here presumably means that everybody in that team makes it. So you don't need to necessarily spend a lot of time figuring out why you would help each other.
Okay, okay.
Plus you can say, I told you so.
There's that. You owe me one.
What's going on with Camus?
She's moving. She's moving through the crystals.
Okay. Did I see where everyone else went?
Yes. Basically, there's pretty much a wall. A solid wall of these crystals has formed, we'll say, like, on your right side in the hallway that you were in. And they are on the other side of it, and basically now you've lost sight of them because they were moving exactly in the opposite direction from the wall.
What's useful about what I learned from hitting the crystal?
You know pretty much how fast they're growing, or kind of at what rate they accelerate, because they, after the first one comes out, they do move faster. You also know kind of like their vibrational properties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a couple other things, if you can come up with something.
Okay. So Mantis usually moves pretty fast, but that's usually in short bursts and not over long distances and having to turn like 1,000 times, I guess. So can she use endurance to try and run through this as fast as possible and endure any kind of attacks or jabs she gets from the crystal?
Yep.
Okay. On endurance. That's 25.
25 is not a success.
Canvas lets me reroll something.
Arcana and acrobatics.
Ugh, nope.
Oh.
Nope. I don't have anything.
I use my action point. Okay.
Yep, I use mine.
All right, that's one away from catastrophe.
Oh, boy.
So we need to not catastrophize.
Oh, my God.
Next up, Bravest Rabbit in the middle of the giganticest fight ever.
Bravest Rabbit.
Ooh. I have a specific mission to fulfill.
That's right.
Focus.
It's like little fade in of like Oldest Rabbit. Remember the mission.
Acrobatics, basically bounding right after Jackal, dodging any incoming what's-its and chunks of Eldrin.
Yep.
Stone.
Roll Eldrin. It.
Ugh.
Wow.
No, that's not good.
25.
Nope.
That's not going to do it.
Oh,
action pointed up, action pointer?
Action point.
Or you did acrobatics, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we get from...
No.
Nope.
No, it's intimidate or arcana.
All right.
Do I get to reroll both?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yes.
Do it.
You can do it.
That's lucky.
Yep, well.
Is it?
2-13? Second time we've seen a double roll.
29.
Is not going to do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shoot.
Oof.
Oof indeed. Oh, boy.
All right. Next up is Bium.
Bium.
All right. So, Brian used a power.
Yeah?
I have a power.
Okay.
Befriend. Which would give me +5 bonus to a bluff or diplomacy check.
Sounds like the time to use it.
All right. I realize that I have lost the members of my party, and I zip back. I don't even stop. I just do that thing where I start flying backwards.
Okay.
And I find Camus, and I say, "Follow me, I know the way out." And it's totally a bluff.
Sounds good to me.
All right. And I get a +5.
I'm so scared.
Holy crap. I get a +5. Hang on. 41.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, that's going to make it.
I have bluffed. And I am leading Camus in a way that, God, I hope is the right one.
Okay, so both teams are at the same situation here.
I am the bluff. The bluffy bird.
All right.
Use your acrobatics and you will have a reroll.
Yes.
Yes, Camus begins to follow Bium, and I'm pretty sure Mantis does as well, because she is completely convinced that that bird knows the way out.
Oh, no.
And the best part is,
I may be right. You don't know.
He could accidentally be right.
It happens once or twice.
That's going to take us to Longshanks.
Yes.
You can do it.
Here's the deal. Plague Jackal found a pretty good path through the battle.
Uh-huh.
Bravest Rabbit is trying to follow it, but he seems really interested in the battle. So he's really clearly not running as fast as he could.
Hmm. I'm going to try to lay down using my bardic magic to, like, basically sheet of ice and wind to push us along. To try to get us through this as quickly as possible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Arcana?
Yes. Arcana.
Hold on.
Reroll. Two. We're going to reroll that.
Okay, so you're going to use your Growl reroll.
Growl is helping me in this juncture. Better, but another 13, which brings that up to a 33.
All right, that's a success.
Oh, yay. Yay.
All right, so here's what happens. Basically, Plague Jackal runs through and then eventually does hit a place, an area where like the battle is kind of coalescing around him. Rabbit is just, Bravis is just kind of not paying enough attention. Longshanks plays a tune, basically does a little spinny maneuver, and the sheet of ice appears and just kind of immediately begins to crack, at which point Brawl runs onto it, glides forward, takes out his wand, and basically points it down and just kind of turns it into like this perfectly slick sheet of ice in front of him. It gets underneath Plague Jackal's legs, like flipping him onto his side. Bravest just kind of like stumbles onto it, and all of you guys just kind of tumble out of the battle.
Yay!
Woo!
Do they succeed?
They succeed. Okay. This actually means that that encounter is over. Uh-huh. So we're down to...
It's all on Mantis.
Yes. Yeah, it is all on Mantis.
Man. I like this.
I left you acrobatics so we'd have a reroll.
I know, thank you. Acrobatics. Well, I also get to roll two things for acrobatics.
Oh, because she has the same feet that Bravest does.
Yep. You all have surprisingly redundant feats.
But my athletics is stronger.
Sounds exciting.
No, go for the reroll.
Okay.
You can roll or die or roll.
Go with a 4 dice roll.
Okay.
That worked out so well for Rob.
Yes.
Shut up!
Everyone be quiet. She's my girl.
Bird! Remember the bird. Follow the bird. The bird knows where to go.
Insight now.
No, do not use insight. You will know the bird is lying.
What's going on right now?
You follow Bume, and he takes you down a pathway. Basically, at this point, you guys are just completely in crystals. He's just managed to take you down a pathway where some of the crystals are obstructing each other in their growth, so there's actually a path, but you guys are basically in every direction. You just have like this tunnel of crystals that sometimes expands and sometimes contracts, but kind of in a generally outward direction, you are in a crystal cavern. Every once in a while, you do see chunks of building because these crystals have pretty much torn out a lot of the building.
Okay. Mantis is going to use acrobatics to try and avoid crystal line death.
Yes.
Crystal gale. Roll a 20. Roll a 20. Roll a 20. Roll.
Neither of those.
No.
2 and an 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it time to reroll?
Yes, I would like to use Camus's reroll.
So what did you get there?
8 plus 19 is 27.
You're working with a good number there.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Yes. Yep. Okay, I want to reroll these.
Okay.
Roll them. Roll them.
Oh, thank God. 36.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. The other dice is a 1. Jesus Christ.
A 36 is going to do it. Basically, here's what happens.
I kind of wish the other dice had rolled off the table.
Shut up.
Mantis, basically, Bume shoots back through. Mantis hops, and Bume's kind of trail of magic that he leaves behind is actually very distracting, and she actually gets hit by a crystal in the shoulder, and it kind of pins her against the wall, and Camus is kind of like diving at her making this pattern, and basically the moment that they touch, they teleport a few squares over that way. All of them kind of, well, Beam kind of holds this edge as you basically go down this tunnel of big pointy stuff. You roll down, get scratched up, and basically the two ladies finish their tumble, and there is like dirt underneath you. You are in a tunnel, and about a foot ahead of in front of you is Doughboy.
Huh. Oh, yay!
And he salutes.
Hello!
We're follow, here. Follow me, ma'ams, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
You learned.
I'm the bird.
Mantis is giving Camus such a weird look.
She stands up and dusts her shoulder once, all dirt falls off of her, and she just like walks out of this tunnel like she owns the place.
I will fly near her for maximum awesome effect.
And that is it. That is game for right now.
All
right,
everybody, that wraps it up. Ah, man, now if only the rest of the battle can go as well as this one did.
Well?
Yep, exactly.
We succeeded. Everybody walked away
in
a winner.
Combat, a win is a win.
Dead.
The skill challenge.
It doesn't have to look pretty, but win is a win.
Any landing you can walk away from.
The great philosopher Lotto once said, "All's well that ends okay," so I'll end this with a F you and have a nice day.
That wraps it up for this installment of Critical Hit. Thank you for downloading and sharing this episode with a friend. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Nail-biting time.
Ugh.
We'll be back next time. We will.
Same Bume time, same Bume channel.
And until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!